Is Charlie Manson crazy?
Oh, whatever that means. Sure, he's crazy as mad as a hatter. What difference does it make? You know, a long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
That was infamous cult leader Charles Manson talking to ABC's Diane Sawyer in a rare 1993 interview. He was a small-time criminal and hustler who became the mastermind of some of the most horrendous murders in modern-day history. In the summer of 1969, five people, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate, were stabbed to death at a Bel Air home. Then the next night, Lino and Rosemary LaBianca were brutally murdered in their Los Feliz home. The killing sent shockwaves throughout Southern California. At the time, Ivor Davis of Ventura was a young reporter who was the West Coast bureau chief for the London Daily Express.
When the gruesomeness of those murders came out, Hollywood went into panic, and all the movie stars started hiring guards and getting guns because they didn't know what had happened.
Davis says Manson, who lived with a cult-like following on a ranch, was identified as a suspect when one of his followers talked.
Susan Atkins, one of the killers, was in jail, and she boasted to a cellmate that she had killed the pregnant Sharon Tate. They realized Manson was the mastermind. Susan Atkins told them this horrifying story about a man at a movie ranch. It's on the edge of Los Angeles, who everybody thought was Jesus Christ, including his acolytes. And the horrible story of the murders unfolded.
Davis recalls the first time he saw Manson.
4 months later, December of 1969, they named Manson and all the others as suspects. Manson was already in police custody in Inyo County, California, for car theft. I flew up where he was being arraigned on car theft. And when I walked in the courtroom and expected to see some kind of horrendous, gigantic character, I mean, I'm 5'4" 4¾", and Manson was 2 or 3 inches shorter than me. He was this rather bedraggled, bearded character.
The journalist tried to interview Manson.
He said he wanted payment. I said, we don't pay. And then the next time I saw him was in the courtroom for a 9-month circus-like trial in which they were all charged with the murders and they were all convicted.
Davis visited the ranch that was Manson's home to try to learn more about him. As the trial started, Davis says Manson continued to manipulate his followers, especially those who actually committed the killings.
He was able to communicate with the girls behind bars. Those girls that were still free were sewing LSD into the hems of dresses, and they would ship them to the jail, and the jail didn't have any sophisticated search equipment, so the girls were also on LSD while they were in jail.
Manson's erratic and even dangerous behavior during the trial got him kicked out of the courtroom.
There was mostly incompetent defense. Manson did as he pleased. Manson was thrown out of the court for attacking the judge with a pencil, and he watched most of his own trial in a holding cell on television.
In retrospect, the Ventura journalist talks about why he believes Manson had so much power over his followers.
He was a child of the prison system. I mean, he was in jail from the age of about 12, in and out for a variety of offenses. And the only lifestyle he knew was behind bars. And to survive behind bars, I think he developed a very clever Machiavellian personality. When he finally got out and he went to the Spahn Ranch and all these young, sad, runaway girls came along, he manipulated them brilliantly with his mind and drugs.
To this day, Davis believes the killing started as misplaced anger by Manson over his failed efforts to launch a music career.
Manson's main ambition was to be acclaimed as a singer and a songwriter. Harry Melcher, Doris Day's son, who was the record producer who went to the Manson Ranch, who auditioned Manson, who told Manson he would give him a recording contract, and then he cut off all relationship with Manson because he didn't like what he saw. Manson sent his acolytes to the house that Terry Melcher used to live in. I think he was sending a message to Terry Melcher, and Terry Melcher, when I met him 20 years later, was still terrified of Manson.
Davis was co-author of 2 books about Manson, including Five to Die, which came out before the cult leader's trial. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.